On Straight Talk today, I'm pleased to welcome a special guest, Kevin Barton, President of Aviation and Janitorial Operations with Flagship Facility Services in Southlake, Texas. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me.
I appreciate what you're doing today because we're going to talk about the FTC ban on non-compete clauses and what that can do to companies. So, Kevin, we look forward to your expertise on this. I do want to say that what the FTC says is that it'll promote competition. It could generate some 8,000 new businesses every year and allow workers to change jobs at will, even going across the proverbial street and work for a direct competitor. So Kevin, let me ask you this question. When you first heard this news from the FTC, what were your initial thoughts? Tell us about that.
I've never viewed non-competes as effective tools at preventing, the knowledge base from leaving the company. And that's my personal view. You know, the reality of it is what we're, I think that non-competes have been used as a blanket with employers to protect what they think is, you know, their intellectual property, certainly their client list. And I believe in protecting those, but those don't fall under a non-compete. Those fall under a non-disclosure or a non-solicitation agreement. So, from a non-compete standpoint, I think that it's favorable that they probably did away with them. However, companies, and certainly I am not an attorney, and they should, you know, any company that wants to pursue installing a non-disclosure agreement or a non-solicitation agreement should certainly consult with the appropriate parties. But that's what we're really talking about, right? We don't, you know, if somebody wants to go out and start their own company, and I've given them, you know, skills and expertise, I think I did my job, right? Like I'm all about healthy competition. And so that I don't fear competition. I think if you fear competition, you try to lock people down. Now I do want to protect my client base. I do want to protect what I consider to be proprietary information. And that's where the non-disclosure agreements come in. So my initial reaction was, I think it's favorable. I don't know. I have a lot of familiarity with how non-competes have been exercised in other industries. It may have a different outcome or effect, but for me, I didn't look at it as a negative.
So you didn't fall off your chair when this came out?
Did not.
Kevin's okay.
You know, yeah. And in a lot of states, you know, I think Arizona had what they called the red line law, right? That allowed non-competes to be reviewed by a court of law. And they could take a, you know, literally a red pencil and they'd strike through. And I think that several states had those types of laws. And so, you know, non-competes have been a little bit dicey. I mean, I've certainly operated under non-competes. I've operated under non-disclosures and things like that. And so I think that, you know, companies have to be fair. And I think that this helps level that playing field for the individual contributors that work for those organizations. But again, I think that people who operate with integrity do the right thing, you know, 90% of the time. And this just helps to ensure that companies can't hold those individual contributors hostage to their company when there's an industry at large. So. Mm-hmm.
How many employees are we talking about with Flagship?
It could potentially fall. Well, we have 6,000 employees total. employees, we do use non-disclosures today and non-solicitations today. We have not used non-competes for several years. And the number of employees that would fall under those types of agreements would probably be in the 400 to 500 range, you know, management level positions and above. And again, protecting our proprietary information and our client list. So,
yeah, in my years in business and my professional world, I've never heard of a non-compete keeping someone from getting a job. Correct. Or starting a company. So, well, I tell you what, though, have you had conversations with your peers about this? Has this come up ever, having a coffee?
Yeah,
you were at a trade show recently.
Yeah, you know, I was at a trade show and talking to other colleagues and friends in the industry, you know, I don't think that anybody was particularly surprised by it. I think what they really did was, you know, they, it did force everybody to kind of go back, look at their agreements, make sure that they were going to be compliant as of September. Certainly nobody wants to violate that. And so I think it created a little bit of a buzz, but within our industry, I think that people had kind of narrowed the scope, if you will, of the of non-competes, to use it as a blanket term, to really being about, you know, a non-solicitation and a non-disclosure.
So. Okay. 6,000 employees. Obviously, you want to retain them. You also need new employees constantly, right?
Absolutely.
Do you see this opening up the labor pool for you? Do you think that this will be impacted? More applicants?
Probably not. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, we were pursuing the same, you know, if I'm looking for somebody who has industry experience, you know, I, in the interview process, I would often ask, hey, are you under a non-compete? And those types of things. And we do have those conversations, and I have bumped up against them. And if somebody that I truly wanted to pursue, I would ask for a copy of it. I would have my legal team review it to understand, you know, what were the safeguards that that person might be working under from a previous organization. But I never found one of those to inhibit me actually pursuing a candidate that I wanted.
Okay. So can you think of companies out there that might, that should be worried about this?
From my perspective, I don't think so. You know, while our industry is, very unique, I don't believe that it is, for lack of a better term, you know, it's not a high tech industry. It's not a, you know, we're not rocket scientists here. We clean buildings, and, making sure we clean buildings day in and day out, we're only as good as what we did last night. And that's really about people. And having the right people and managing effectively. It's less about, you know, whether you can bring additional business to the table for me. Now, certainly how I operate internally, I'm going to protect that. But I don't see this as having a significant impact or being able to exchange labor at a higher level than I do today.
Yeah. So the FTC ban on non-competes, some might say it's a game changer. Kevin Barton, you might say it's a dud.
I don't think it's a dud. I think it's I think it's more of a clarification to where, what companies should focus on, right? Again, we're not trying to, nor do I think any company should try and hold one individual, for lack of a better term, hostage to that company. I think this narrowly focuses where, non-competes are maybe have worn out their welcome, and it should be more narrow focused on proprietary information or proprietary operating processes.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time today. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you at the next ISSA show.
Appreciate it, Jeff. You have a great day, sir.